Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is running through Shas. We're in Chapter 5 of Bava Kamma, Mishnah Zayin. Echad shor ve'echad kol behema. One shor or one of any animal. What this means is either a shor or any other animal, linafilat abor, applies to falling into a pit. As we explained yesterday, the person who dug the pit did the excavation, did not properly protect it, is liable if an animal falls in. And it's not just a shor. Now, the Torah mentions shor, but it's not just an ox. It's any animal. And the Mishnah goes on, lahavrosh at Har Sinai, to avoid Har Sinai at the time of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. Now, it says there are people and ox, but it's not just ox. It's any animal was not allowed to Har Sinai. It's a shlumei kefil for the double payment. This is if a thief steals an animal, they have to pay back double. And it's not just the ox or the donkey that the verses mention over there in Shemot chapter 22. It applies to any animal, the Hashavat Aveda, to the return of a lost animal. There in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 22, it says a sheep or a goat, but it applies to any animal. Lefrika, Lefrika is unloading. That's over in Exodus chapter 23. They actually talk about unloading the animal of your enemy, someone you don't like. And our sages learn out it's a mitzvah, not only, of course, to help animals and show compassion to animals. We have a concept of tzar balei chayim, not to allow unnecessary suffering to any living being, but also to overcome our midos. We might not like the person, but we have a mitzvah to assist him, so we need to overcome a yetzer hara and go ahead and do that. That's prika's unloading, applies to any animal. A chasima, to muzzling. When an animal's working, the pasuk says, lo tachsum shor b'disho, do not muzzle your ox while it's threshing. Let him eat from the threshing. It's not just an ox, it's any animal, anytime they're working. L'kiloyim, kiloyim is mixing. Now this can be interbreeding, or it can be interworking. If you plow using two different animals in the harness, that would be kiloyim. And it applies not just to the ox, which is mentioned in the pasuk, but any animal. Even if someone was plowing, the Gemara talks about, even if someone's plowing next to the ocean and they're using some kind of dolphin or orca to plow along with an animal and, you know, a land mammal on the land, that would be kilayim too. Well, the Shabbos, and for resting on Shabbos. And the Shabbos says, behemtecha, will rest, and that's just, behema is a domesticated animal, because the Mishnah explains, v'chen chaya v'ov kiyotzi behen. So to a chaya, a wild animal, and ov, birds, are just like them. So just like the behema that you own, the domesticated animal must rest on Shabbos. So too, if someone has a pet bird that could do malacha on Shabbos, they can't let it do malacha on Shabbos. And if they have some sort of wild animal that they've trained in their house, their pets, so too it should not work on Shabbos. So every time we said shor, I've often said, yeah, they're shor, they're ox, or any animal. So the Mishnah here is coming out clearly and explaining, yes, it applies to any animal. Im ken, the Mishnah says, yeah, so if that's true, Laman emar shor chamor, why does the pasuk often say shor ox or shor v'chamor, ox or donkey? El shedibra kotu v'hove, because the Torah talks about what's typical, what's normal. It's common to have a shor v'chamor involved in these halachic matters. And it's really a good point that when we try to learn Torah, to use analogies and language and situations to explain it that are accessible and relevant. That's part of the goal here in the Mishnah Yomi. So mazel tov, let's go on to chapter 6. Hakonis tzon ladir. He brought his flock, his sheep, into the deer, into the pen, v'nol b'fenea kiroi, and he locked the gate of the pen. He closed the barn door and put the latch in. V'yotza v'ezika, and nonetheless, they were able to get out and cause damage. Potter, he's not liable, the owner of the animal is not liable to pay for the damage, because he did the job properly, closed and locked the barn door. Lo nol b'fenea kiroi, if he didn't lock it properly, you know, the gate could get blown open again by the wind, or, you know, the hinges let it kind of creak open and let the animals push on the door and get out. V'yotzav ezika, an animal came out and did damage. Chayiv, he would have to pay because he was negligent in not locking it properly. And as a reminder, at the end of chapter 4, Mishnah 9, we talked about a case of a muad, an animal that was attacking aggressively. There might be a higher standard of care. Remember that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion there was a muad, if it's known to be violent, they should really have it slaughtered and not keep it around at all, just to be on the safe side. So that's the end of chapter 4 over there. The Mishnah here goes on, Nifritza Belaila, if the gate or the door was popped open in the middle of the night when they couldn't see it, Oshputsu Elistim, or thieves came in. The thieves were looking in the barn for something to steal. They left the door open. The Yotza Vizika went out. The animal came out the open barn door and did damage. Potter, then he's not liable because he couldn't have known about it at night. You know, if it was daytime, he could see the barn door was open. He should have ran and fixed it. But at nighttime, he couldn't have known. He's not on the hook. Hotsuyu Holistim, if the bandits, the thieves themselves, took the animals out or let them out, Listim Chayavim, then they are now on the hook. Now, they don't own these animals because they're stolen, but they have what's called a Kinyan Geneva in the Gemara. They say it's a gonav, a thief, has a certain level of kinyan, a certain level of responsibility. Yeshar koach, tizku le mitzvot.